Georgia store owner, 10 customers plead guilty to food stamp fraud. By Catherine Rodriguez on December 15, 2018. A Georgia store owner and 10 of his customers pleaded guilty on Tuesday to food stamp fraud charges for their involvement in a scheme whereby customers traded food stamp benefits for cash. The Justice Department announced Wednesday that Garland Alford, 75, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of food stamp fraud for allowing his customers to trade Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, benefits for cash or for items not eligible to be purchased with food stamps. Alford used to be the co-owner of a convenience store called Lake Flea Market and FDR Grocery, located south of Donaldsonville, where he carried out the scheme. 10 of Alford's customers also admitted to taking part in the scheme, each pleading guilty to 1 count of illegally transferring food stamp benefits. The following customers were identified as being a part of the SNAP fraud scheme: Jeannie Sheffield, 34, of Colquitt, Georgia; Kenesha Wooten, 23, of Bainbridge, Georgia; Wendy Mitchell Prickett, 44, of Nashville, Tennessee; Antonio Gardner, 35, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Victoria Henry, 47, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Jennifer Johnson, 30, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Renee Kimball, 41, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Crystal Maxwell, 36, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Rosanna Roop, 33, of Donaldsonville, Georgia; Kayla Wallace, 26, of Donaldsonville, Georgia. Justice Department officials said law enforcement began looking into Alford after receiving a tip that he allowed SNAP benefit recipients to trade their benefits for cash and items not allowed to be purchased with food stamps, such as cigarettes, alcohol, and hot/prepared food items. Investigators discovered the average transaction at Alford's store amounted to $56, way above the average transaction at similar convenience stores in the state, which is $7. If convicted, Alford could face up to 10 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines, while his customers who took part in the scheme could face up to 5 years behind bars and $250,000 in fines. Both Alford and his customers are due back in court for sentencing in February 2019. Many convenience store owners have gotten themselves in serious trouble with the federal government for carrying out similar schemes in which employees allowed SNAP users to trade their benefits for cash. A Ghanaian national was sentenced in April to 8 months in prison for carrying out a $300,000 food stamp fraud scheme, and an Oregon mini-mart owner was sentenced in February to 2 years behind bars for orchestrating a $189,000 food stamp fraud scheme.